farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, onion production to increase significantly in 2015, and later our proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
The Jamaica Customs Agency invites you to its annual Customs Information Expo and Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29, in the courtyard at Customs House, Newport East, starting at 10 a.m. There'll be exciting booth presentations from Corporate Jamaica, guest appearances and performances, and lots of giveaways. Admission free! That's the Customs Information Fair and Customer Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29 at Customs House, Newport East, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
As part of plans to decrease the country's dependence on imported foods, the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries aims to significantly increase the production of onions this year.
The ministry is now targeting onion to help to reduce our import bill. As Jamaicans, we consume a large amount of onions. Data indicate that we are producing just 12 tons of onion per hectare, which is way below the global average of 17 tons per hectare. Currently, we import 9,000 tons of onion annually, costing US $3.6 million. We are now working to reverse that trend. As a part of our onion development plan, we are aiming to reduce importation by 50% at 2017-18.
Junior Agriculture Minister Luther Buchanan. Minister Buchanan says onion cultivation is a major component of agroparks, with approximately 40 hectares of land dedicated to growing the vegetables. He notes, however, that the onion development plan will rely heavily on farmers who are not involved with the agroparks.
Increased onion production is an opportunity not just for farmers in the agroparks, but also for other small farmers. As a part of our development program, we intend to have 450 farmers involved in onion production in 2015-16. And by 16-17, we expect that number to increase to 600 farmers.
Junior Agriculture Minister Luther Buchanan. He was speaking at the recently held Jamaica Agricultural Society's JAS National Agricultural Food Security and Economic Summit at the Jamaica Conference Center downtown Kingston. And now for our proverb of the day.
Every careful have him own dopey.
And this means everyone has his own troubles.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, undertakes research on national development issues, engages in stakeholder consultations to guide the decision-making process, and maintains a national socioeconomic library. The major publications include the Economic and Social Survey Jamaica, Jamaica Survey of Living Conditions, and the Economic Update and Outlook. The PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside yourself?
Please. Can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
May I beg you? Just memorize yourself, little no, please.
Hey, woman, you know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she want. We just come through the door. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
And that's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Please join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm or checking out our Facebook page or downloading the JIS app from the Google Play Store. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Anjui James Sawyers wishing you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.